This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes of the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Hey, Aaron, we gave Kamala Harris the newsroom number. We've invited her to pop on the show while she's in town.
Okay.
So we gave her the newsroom number. So if she calls in the next half hour, 40 minutes, would you put her through to the studio, please?
Will do. Yes.
Okay. Do a little vetting. I don't want to be pranked.
Okay.
I don't want no Mr. Jenks situation on the big show.
Okay.
But if you can verify that it actually is Kamala Harris,
I will be standing by.
Put her through. And even if we're in a commercial break, mm-hmm. we'll dump out of
you
it.
You would do that for the VP.
Yeah.
Well, look
yeah.
at that.
I'll make that discretionary call right now.
Very
all right,
I
appreciate it. Keep an eye out for that blinking yep. light. I can't wait to talk to her. All right, welcome to your Fast 15. It's World of News and a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. So, Nicole, it seems that the Dory Monson Show has a new national breakout star.
It looks like it.
That's not an exaggeration, is it?
No, I mean, highest rated show in cable news.
The highest rated local news talk show in America. No, Jesse Watters isn't the highest rated.
Oh, I think he is. I think that just came out, right?
No. It's what's his name? Tucker Carlson, then The Five, then Jesse Watters.
And you're positive he did not beat them this month, because I swear I saw that as a headline, but maybe not.
Check.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, he's in the top three.
Hey, by the way, have you noticed how, I'm serious about this. I think there are people at Fox News who listen to us because we are the highest rated local news talk show in the United States of America. Have you noticed how many things from our show keep popping up on Fox News? Now, I don't just mean topics.
No, I definitely think, you know, I just like we do. We have all of these sites we go to every day. I'm pretty sure we're on theirs.
But I'm not just talking about topics, though. Like on The Five, they have a segment now called The Fastest. I mean, and then I've noticed that a couple of the hosts, when they toss to break, they say, we'll have that next as Jesse Watters rolls on. They're tossing to break the way I toss to breaks now.
Oh, interesting.
I really think that they're stealing our success,
they
which is fine.
Be.
Because imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
Yeah, well, sure.
Okay, so let me walk you and our listeners through how we've got a new breakout national star because of our show. So, and this all goes to my wife. Because my wife, Sunday morning, she usually gets up before me. She checks the news right away. And she always has topic ideas for me. And she said, did you hear about the bear attack in Leavenworth? A bear attacked a woman who was walking her dogs. This is a mama bear. They tracked the mama bear with a dog. And then they shot and killed her. And her two little 9-month-old bear cubs are orphaned. And so the direction I was going to go was... you know, did they need to kill this bear? Couldn't they just have relocated her and her cubs into a much more remote place other than close to Leavenworth? But my wife said, you got to get Tom Nelson on. Tom, a preeminent outdoors expert, the man who, along with Brock, has taken me to Sitka twice now to go fishing. And as per usual, my wife's idea was spot on. So we get Tom on Monday. And Tom goes a direction I wasn't anticipating. He said, it's woke politics that killed that mama bear. And Tom's point, he's made this point before, because our State Department of Fish and Wildlife has gotten so woke that they've ended a bear hunt season. We have, you know, coyotes run loose and taken down elk that hunters used to take down. And even though I'm not a hunter and I could never be a hunter, I recognize that hunters can be an important part of a balanced ecosystem. And Tom's point was, no, we're just driven by emotion and woke politics, and they think shooting animals is bad. And so they'd rather have, you know, animal herds get out of control and bears get too close to population centers. And it was a very intriguing point by Tom. So then we write up a story for My Northwest. Apparently the New York Post picks up our story. The people at Jesse Waters Primetime, they hear the story. They get hold of Tom Nelson from our very own, and he goes on Jesse Waters last night. And I thought Tom just killed it, because I don't know how many national TV hits he's done, but they talked about the bear policies here in Washington.
Tom Nelson's a wildlife expert and radio host. So tell me a little bit about what the policies are that are causing the bear population to boom.
Well, Jesse, I have to take you back a couple years to Initiative 655 in Washington State, which banned the practice of hound hunting and baiting bears and large cats. At the time of this initiative, wildlife biologists expressed great concern over the fact that this would lead to an increase in the bear population and the cougar population, and also have an impact on deer and elk populations here in the state. Since that initiative, we now have between 25 and 30,000 bears in the state of Washington. Okay, it doesn't sound like a lot, but Washington is of all of Western states, Washington is the smallest geographically, but we're second in population only to California. All right, so now in the spring of 22, earlier this year, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Commission decided to ban spring bear hunting. Well, this is nothing short of an invitation to allow these large predators down into our cities, especially as urban sprawl takes place, Jesse, and we start moving up into their habitat. They're moving back down into ours. This attack on Saturday comes on the heels of an attack of a 9-year-old playing hide-and-seek just north of Spokane in June. In addition, the community that suffered this attack in Leavenworth had another child attacked by a cougar 2 years ago. And then in 2018, we had a fatality with a mountain biker that was riding down the trail, and a cougar grabbed him, and that did not end up so well for the mountain biker.
And if you've been listening to our show for a long time, Tom has been making all of these points on our show for years now. That since the left has tried to eliminate hunters from part of a balanced ecosystem, that we've got a lot of animals running around. We've got population, you know, like you just said, sprawl. So are the politicians going to admit that they've been wrong about all this?
So the politicians that are trying to save the bears, even though they don't need saving, their population is huge, are they acknowledging they blew it?
Not at all. That's not in the playbook, but...
Okay, and let's see. He talked more about the politics of this.
You're saying stand your ground. Don't wave around and make loud noises. Don't climb trees. Don't, you know, take a stick, and when the bear goes to open its mouth to bite down, stick the stick in its jaw so it locks.
The best thing is a 10 mil Glock and bear spray at the same time, okay?
Okay, you need that right? In Manhattan, too.
Yeah, I agree. And it's sad because the same woke ideology is causing the unsafe nature in the cities. Now we're seeing it in the suburbs. But basically what I'm seeing from the far left agenda is definitely they don't want us hunting, they don't want us fishing, they don't want us self-sufficient, Jesse. It's the only thing I can really come up with. Taking wildlife management suggestions from the wokesters is like asking Jeffrey Dahmer for relationship advice.
All right.
It's a good line. Man. So he changed it up. Do you remember the line he used on our show Monday?
I do. Remind me.
He said it's like taking marriage advice from OJ.
Yes. I knew it was for, OJ. I couldn't remember.
And for Fox, he changed it to relationship advice from Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, that's good. You don't want to, want people to hear the same thing twice.
That's so. Right. You got to keep great. Refreshing.
Fresh it up.
Now, unlike me, Jesse Waters wants to go hunting with our buddy Tom. I go fishing with Tom. I don't go hunting.
Nelson, I'm going to be out there. I think I should come visit, do a primetime in the field shoot with some bears and you, and see how it shakes out.
Are you a smoked salmon kind of guy?
I'm definitely a smoked salmon kind of guy.
Okay. Well, and your giants are going to come out to see the Seahawks this Saturday, right?
Okay, well, I'm an Eagles guy, so I'm not going to be making that trip, but I'm going to have my people call your people, and we're going to put a Glock in my hand and go out there and thin this bear population, all right?
Okay, so now I think the interview's over, right? Didn't you think it was over at this point?
Did you notice he called him Nelson? He's already got a, you know.
You know where that comes from? Because Jesse Waters was the producer for O'Reilly for many years, and that was kind of an O'Reilly shtick.
Oh, yeah.
He would call people by their last name. Yeah, so I think that Jesse Waters has, stole that from his former boss when he was O'Reilly's producer.
Yeah.
Okay, so didn't you think the interview was over at this point?
Yes, that's where he's wrapping it up, saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Jesse's wrapping it up. They're out of time. It's been a little long for a cable TV news segment. And then Tom Nelson, he drops this right at the end.
Can I say one last thing before you dump me off here?
Yes.
We have a really big chance here in the state of Washington a week from Tuesday. We need to get Bernard Moody in the state Senate. We need to get Patty Murray out of there. We need Tiffany Smiley elected to the Senate. And we need to send Dan Matthews to Congress. We can do all of that here in the state of Washington. It's the only thing we can do to push back on what is just reckless. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Because they're yelling, rap, Nelson, rap. But he drops in a Tiffany Smiley endorsement.
Bernard
on national
Moody.
TV.
Bernard Moody comes first.
No, Moody. So anyway, now, okay, I don't know. I can't say everything that's happened since Tom's appearance, except people were very impressed with it. So I believe this afternoon, Tom is going to be on this afternoon, maybe tomorrow, with Stuart Varney on Fox Business. But then, I can't say much about this, but the most famous outdoorsman in the world got hold of Tom Nelson right after that. That's all I can say right now.
One of the most famous?
No, I'm going to say, wow. I believe it is accurate. I believe, and you know who it is.
I do. That's why I'm saying.
Can you think of anybody, any outdoorsman more famous than this person?
Yes.
Who?
Well, I don't want to rule people out. you're not giving away.
Okay. So we're looking into.
But it's totally different kinds. I mean, they're in a whole nother genre.
Okay.
Of outdoorsmen, but I would put him in the top, five.
One.
Famous.
Top one.
Okay.
The most famous outdoorsman in the world.
He's a big one.
Of Tom.
And our audience, 100% of our audience knows him. Yes.
Well, let me check the text messages here. Yeah, they all know who we're talking about. So anyway, we may have Tom and the most famous outdoorsman in the world.
You wouldn't even like my suggestions.
What?
Nothing. Like, I'm excited. Once we get to break it, then I when we have this conversation, it'll be fun.
Okay. I can't wait. All right. So since we've launched Tom's national profile, we may have him and the most famous outdoorsman in the world on the highest rated local talk show in America. All right, onward here in the Fastest 15. So right now, as I understand it, Kamala Harris and Patty Murray, they're at the Showbox. Is that right? Having a little fundraiser.
I believe so. She's probably wrapping that up soon. I think she's supposed to be on a plane here within 20 minutes. So
here's my question, and maybe the texters will want to weigh in on this, too. This will be the Dory Monson Show text question of the day. If Kamala Harris and Patty Murray are together at the Showbox right now, has there ever been a worst 1-2 act at the Showbox Theater than this? I mean, who would say, Wednesday afternoon, but, oh, Patty Murray and Kamala Harris? Oh, where do I get the tickets? I mean, has...
I hope there's some pictures of the audience. I want to know who's in that audience.
I mean,
media aside.
Right. Who's there? I mean, I was trying to think of an equivalent, like, because the Showbox is known for musical acts. This would be like if, what was that guy on American Idol? William Hung. If William Hung and Milli Vanilli toured together, that is the equivalent of Patty Murray and Kamala Harris at the Showbox Theater this afternoon.
Where the heck did that reference come from? That's like 15 years old.
Just popped in my head.
Wow.
This is the William Hung Milli Vanilli tour going on right now. All right. What else?
That's no entertainment. There's no entertainment aspect. You're not even getting a laugh. You're not getting a, you know, a musical performance.
No, I heard at these live shows that Patty Murray works blue. She's hilarious. That's what I've heard. It's like going to see Red Fox. Another 40-year-old reference. Okay, all that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Okay, you know what? I don't mean to be obsessed with our buddy Tom Nelson here.
You kind of are.
But Brock Heward is, you know, really the one who brought Tom and me so close together. So Brock is going to join us for his weekly visit. We have a lot of other stuff that I want to talk with Brock about as well. So that's right after we check the news here on the Dory Monson Show.
Here's Dory Monson with Brock Heward, brought to you by IRG Physical and Hand Therapy.
Wednesday afternoon, and that is when our good friend Brock Heward drops by for his weekly visit. This time, not from his usual Rocky Mountain High, but from Big Sky Country, from Montana, Brock Heward. Hello, sir.
Beautiful Missoula, Montana, where it was cold, Dory. Woo, yeah. It was a little cold, a little snow flurries. The weather has changed. Fall has arrived. Winter's coming. And it's a good time to be alive.
You know what? I've got Montana alive in my heart because the new season of Yellowstone starts in a couple of weeks. So I just started rewatching season 4 so I can remember what has happened. So I've got all these Montana scenes in my mind there. So, hey, did you see our boy, Captain Tom Nelson, national TV last night?
I mean, was it trending in the Northwest or all over the world? I mean, it was so big that my father-in-law, the great Larry Hills, left me one of the most ecstatic voicemails Larry has ever left me. And I guess our 25 years of knowing one another, he couldn't believe it. Are you watching Tom? Are you looking at Tom? Tom is it's magnificent. He's crushing it. Tom Nelson was amazing last night.
Yeah. Here, let me play a little clip. Here's Tom Nelson talking about the mama bear that they killed after she attacked a woman up near Leavenworth on Saturday. And Tom said it was all about our woke policies in Washington State.
What I'm seeing from the far left agenda is definitely they don't want us hunting. They don't want us fishing. They don't want us self-sufficient, Jesse. It's the only thing I can really come up with. Taking wildlife management suggestions from the wokesters is like asking Jeffrey Dahmer for relationship advice.
All right.
Oh, man. So there's Tom, national TV. You know how this happened? You know why? If Tom, if his career launches as a media superstar, you know who all the credit goes to?
Nicole.
My wife.
Ooh.
When my wife heard about the bear attack in Leavenworth, she said, oh, this is a great story. They killed the bear. The two cubs are left. She said, you got to get Tom on your show. So Tom came on Monday to talk about it. Then the New York Post picked up the story, and Jesse Waters sees it, and then Tom goes and kills it. So that's how a star is born, Brock.
You never know when opportunity knocks. And I do enjoy, we've talked about many things over the years with you, Dory, many, many beginnings. Mm-hmm. You know, your sudden bladder syndrome or shy bladder syndrome. That was a wonderful story.
Wait, is your daughter still with you as you're talking to me?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Okay.
She's
I don't want you talking about my bladder in front of your kids.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But I am curious. Was there a opportunity? Was there a time that opportunity knocked, a moment where you were, what do they say about luck? Luck is the crossroads of opportunity and preparation. Was there a moment in your media career as you look in the rearview mirror now that stands out?
Oh, what a great question. Okay, here's the first one that comes to mind. I was an intern at King 5. I thought I wanted to be a TV sports guy, which shows you how delusional I was about my looks back then. But King 5 carried the Long Acres Mile, and I was 23 years old, and I said, can I be the on-track reporter? Nobody knows horse racing more than me, and Tony Ventrella went to bat for me. So I was the on-track reporter, and I thought we were shooting a rehearsal, so I was just wearing my polo shirt instead of the coat and tie I was supposed to be wearing, and it was the actual on-air shoot. And so I wasn't dressed properly, but I thought I killed it, Brock. In fact, when Chum Salmon came from 10 lengths back to win the race, as they tossed me down on the track, I said, it was a Chum from behind victory. And that was the headline in the Seattle Times on Monday. And I thought, I'm going to be a TV superstar. And then I had to slum in radio ever since.
Oh, that's pretty good. You and I share something in common then.
What's that?
Well, because I would point to my first year at ESPN when I got in the door there and worked on the lowest crew on the television rung. And Bob Wischusen and I traversed the country and I did a game in Appalachian State. We did a Friday, Saturday where he and I drove overnight from Louisville down to North Carolina. I mean, just kind of crazy stuff. And at the end of the year, our boss said, because Bob even then was the voice of the New York Jets, said, hey, would you guys mind doing the radio call of USC Arizona? And it ended up being, I think, one of Pete Carroll's last games, as it turned out, at USC. Ooh. Nick Foles was the QB at Arizona. So I said, yeah, so I hadn't done radio before as a color guy. And Bob is super experienced. So we had a great time. Go down. I'm sitting there before kick. I prepared like I was doing the game on television. I had my board, all my notes. I was ready to go.
Sure.
And I don't know, about 5 minutes before kick, and I, too, was in a polo shirt and khakis because I'm not on TV. Our producer says, hey, Brock, heads up. Craig James down the hall, which was the number two TV booth at ESPN at that time, has a terrible voice. His voice is shot. And you may have to go over and do the game on television. And I said, really? And okay, to me, I was like, okay, I'm prepared. I'm ready to go.
Right.
So game starts, and sure enough, about a minute into the game, first time out, whatever, they said, okay, get down there. Craig's voice is done. You got to go down. And Mike Patrick was the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Right? Big former star of Sunday Night Football. And so, yeah, I walked into the booth, and the stage manager's like, who are you and what are you doing? And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe they're not ready for me. I walked back down to radio. My producer kicked me in the butt, said, get down there. And the second time I walked in, they're like, oh, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Ewart, here you go. So I did the biggest game by far that year. And I, too, felt like, yep, I was prepared. I was ready, knocked it out, and just had an absolute blast working a pretty significant game my rookie season that certainly opened the doors for years to come.
Yeah, I love memories like that, because in everybody who's achieved at a decent high level has had a lot of hard work, a lot of preparation, but you got to get the opportunities too. And there's some really good people who have kind of been slogging in that middle tier forever, and they're really good. They just haven't gotten that break.
And you just have to keep knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking on that door and keep your preparation sharp. Now, having done this and had this conversation, Dory, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
I mean, what happens when Tom Nelson now becomes a correspondent on a daily, if not weekly, for Fox News?
What if he
becomes their go-to everything when it comes to the animal kingdom? Are we going to lose connection with him? Is he no longer going to be able to go to Alaska for 6 weeks of his life because he could be on call at any moment's notice.
What did I text you and Tom last night? Seeing him crushing it on Jesse Waters, as happy as I was for Tom, there was a little part of me that felt like the girl I've been dating just got asked out by George Clooney. I just don't know. I don't know if after you've had Clooney, I don't know if you go back to Monson.
That's right. That's right. And for his partner there, Rob Inslee at the Outdoor Line, he's got to be shaking in his boots a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tom's family. I mean, he's always been the humble guy, right? From Marysville, Lake Stevens, worked his way up.
Yeah.
But now his big break comes, and will he maintain that humility, or will he now become such a media star? You know, will he make a turn, a heel turn, like Russell Wilson has in Denver, where it's all about Russell? And I think it's a fair, I think it's a fair question to ask. And frankly, only time will tell.
Yeah, that's right. Oh man, that's why I asked you. I don't know if it's a few months or a year ago, but as your star ascends at Fox Sports, I asked you if you're ever going to turn your back on me, if you're ever going to be too big for me in our little weekly Wednesday visits here.
Nope, never. Okay. I'm from Puyallup, man. Never, Dory. Okay. We've got bonds for decades. But as I said, I think this is worth watching with Captain Tom. I think all of us, maybe can be something that Russell doesn't have, and that's a level of accountability and make sure as he becomes just a mega star that he remembers the little people.
Exactly. All right. Well, cool. I liked hearing your story. You've never told me that story about your big TV break. That's awesome. I'm glad you thought about this.
You and I, polo shirts and khaki pants, man. That's how it all started for you and I. And anyone listening out there, you never know when that opportunity may come.
Amen, brother. All right. Brock Heward, what are you doing this Saturday? What you got?
This Saturday, I am in one of my favorite places. The rest of the networks in college football kind of poo-poo on Manhattan, Kansas. But I've been to Kansas State probably 7-8 times to do games. It's purple. It rocks. It's a full house. They welcome me in No. 9, Oklahoma State, for just the second time in the history of this series that both teams are ranked in the top 25. So it should be pretty good Saturday afternoon.
One of the best girls I ever coached in basketball was a track star at Kansas State. She had a great college career. So
awesome. But
I know people who love it there.
I'll see if I can fit that into my broadcast story. Buddy Dory Monson. Yeah, I'll see if I can slide that in too.
Yeah, you get me mentioned on Fox and my head will swell so big I'll be too big for you or Tom.
Okay.
All right, Brock Heward, you can hear him every morning, 7:10 Seattle Sports, Saturdays Fox Football. All right, Brock, have a great week. Thank you, sir.
You bet, Dory. See you, pal.
All right. Say hi to your daughter for me there in Montana. All right. We've got lots more to come. It's the Dory Monson Show.
Roll on.
He's not too big for that.
My hands can't reach that far.
In the big lead at 2 coming up, the National Senate picture is changing rather dramatically after maybe the worst debate performance in American political history last night from in Pennsylvania from John Fetterman. I've got the audio to prove it, too. Plus, what's happening in our state with this Hail Mary of Kamala Harris flying in to try to bolster Patty Murray's sagging campaign. We'll have full analysis coming up in the big lead at 2 coming up. On a much lighter note, I've mentioned that the best sports studio show is on TBS, or is it TNT? It's Inside the NBA. You got Charles Johnson, who's a great broadcaster and just kind of the rock of the outfit, and then Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaquille O'Neal. And what's great about it is they joke around, and they don't care about being PC. Everybody knows they're friends. And it produces some really funny moments. So I wanted to share with you. So here's one from a couple of nights ago where Charles Barkley is a portly fella now. He was pretty big when he played. He was unbelievable physically. 6'5" only. He's not the tallest man in the world for an NBA player. He'd be weighed in at like 280. Big man, but he could jump. Oh, he could jump. But he's still a big man, and they don't mind making sport of that.
Greg Popovich, one of the greatest coaches ever, said something to me one time. We were down there doing a game.
Stop eating?
Don't go to Krispy Kreme.
Not every play is designed.
Don't go to Krispy Kreme.
For you and for us to score.
No, not exactly. Not every play is designed for you. Not for other people.
I hit a man with glasses.
Okay, take
it. Keep it up.
Hey, that's right. Hey, you got your choice.
Yeah. Hey, you making a lot of money. Hey. Please hit me.
I'm looking for a week off.
Barkley just signed a 10-year, $100 million contract extension. So when Barkley threatens to hit a man with glasses, Kenny Smith goes, "Yeah, you make a lot of money. Hit me," which is a good line. And then I think this was two nights ago. They also sometimes will make fun of each other's intelligence. So they had a little spelling challenge on the show.
What did you say when you walked out here about this game?
These two games tonight have been spectacular.
Oh, that's not exactly
spell
what you
it.
Said, but
spell
I like
it.
He can spell spectacular.
No, he can't. No, he can't. 10,000.
Yeah.
10,000.
Go ahead. I'll spot you the S and the P.
No, you can't, Ernie. He was going to say it.
Okay.
10,000.
Go.
I have to write it.
Oh,
no, spell it.
No, you can't.
No, spell it.
No.
So you get a $10,000 bet going. Can Charles Barkley spell spectacular?
It's wrong. He's wrong. He's wrong.
S-P-E-C-T.
I know what you're going to tell me, Jen.
Yeah, he spelled it wrong.
Wait.
No, read what you wrote. S-P-E-C-T-A-C-U-L-A-R.
No, you didn't have that.
That's it. I got that. How did I not have it? That's right, isn't it?
That you look like a stupid answer, baby.
Is that right?
I couldn't understand what you said.
S-P-E-C-T-A-C-U-L-A-R.
Perfect. Spectacular.
Hey, let me look at that camera right now. So I haven't had much to brag on this year, but let me go ahead and say it. War damn Eagle.
Okay.
That Auburn education pulled me through, America.
Okay. Just good friends who have a good time. They don't mind telling jokes that would be considered unacceptable on other shows. It's very fun, very funny. Okay. We will have an update on what's shown up in the polls in the Senate and the House, and Washington could be a big part of this. That's part of the Big Lead at 2 coming up next.